young black men often reject education and gravitate towards the street culture, drugs, hustling, gangs.
I don't want to be a black man. I don't want to be a nigga either, but I don't want to be a black man. I don't want to be African American. I don't want to be one of y'all.
He is right about that, 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 about that.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, E. Green. What's up, my brothers?
What is good?
No doubt. Everybody's in good voice, I assume.
Yes, yes.
Indeed. It's early, though. Beware.
Damn, he's in there. We got Melly Mel voice.
Oh,
that type of shit.
What you hear is not a test.
Oh, damn.
No doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is T-Pain singing without auto-tune.
Your boy, I can't T-Pain. Believe it.
Your boy T-Pain,
I heard the song.
Your boy T-Pain showed up on NPR's Tiny Desk concert with him and a keyboard player, and he decided to show the world that he could actually really do it. So there's a couple of things as I do, and I looked at the topic and I'm like, I gotta go through all the comments and see what the prevailing wisdom is. And the prevailing wisdom was a couple of things. First of all was, people were like, wow, he's actually talented. You gotta look at the video and judge for yourself whether you think he's actually talented. Actually, I thought the brother could sing. I mean, that's, I'm not poo-pooing the talent. He's actually talented. Number two is that he absolutely wrote trashy songs. That the problem was that, okay, he might have had talent, but what am I going to do to separate myself from the next R&B singer? Well, I'm going to write trashy material.
Bartender.
And then the next prevailing wisdom that came out of the topics was T-Pain. Obviously, this goes along with trashy songs. Lowbrow was mentioned several times. And I got this from the Urban Dictionary. Lowbrow, something tasteless or intellectually inferior that's devoid of any intelligence.
Love with a stripper.
Exactly. So, you know, what do we think, you know, what are we really thinking about T-Pain not using the auto-tune? And can it do, can it fly, gentlemen?
Well, I didn't see the video. I didn't hear this nigga actually trying to sing.
He sound all right.
I just, you know how you just don't want to look. I didn't want to look.
That's real.
Because I was like, I know this shit is probably just straight trash. The nigga's trying to big him up because of his T-Pain.
Oh, well, certainly there were a lot of mofos up there talking about, see, I knew this nigga was a genius. I trying to tell niggas and
somebody
trying to big
genius
up. Oh, yeah, you know how that go.
Stay off the surf.
Exactly. You know how that go. But generally, again, because I did watch the video, I mean, he really wasn't bad. But it just goes to show you that now that he can't get any traction, he's going to figure, okay, fuck it, I'm going to reinvent myself. I'm going to turn the auto-tune off or whatever. You know, I don't know if that will fly. I don't know if he could sell records, you know what I'm saying, singing in a regular voice with ignorant lyrics. How well does that go over? And Swervin, I'm asking you, how many R&B cats do you know singing ignorant lyrics in a regular voice?
Your boy.
Who's that?
Let me put it in you.
How can I have forgot?
We listened to this niggas. We didn't listen to the whole album. We listened to snippets of the whole album.
Yeah.
And cut for cut.
Who was that?
What the fuck was his damn name?
Not Chris Brown, but the other one. What,
Mr. Let Me Put It In You. The fuck
What's
is
his name?
Damn name?
Swervin?
Trey Songz?
There you go.
Can't even think of this nigga's name.
Yeah, I'm stretching.
Yeah, cut for cut on that nigga's album, yo. Every song was the same. Talking about fucking, and mo fucking.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting. That's your man, T-Pain, yo. I don't know if, you know, I guess I wish him success or whatever. I think he would have more respect if he'd have done this from the beginning instead of trying to now switch up the game.
Respect don't pay the bills.
Yeah, certainly does not. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Birdman tells Tyga to get down or lay down.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, Tyga has been coming out dissing Wayne and dissing Drake and Nicki Minaj and, of course, claiming the old, I'm not getting paid off the label.
Well, we knew this
so,
already.
So he's a young man. He's a young man. He signed to the label, but he's growing up now. And he's growing up and, you know, I guess, you know, he's got some things together and he's doing some deals. And he's like, damn, yo, I haven't got a W-2. I haven't got a check stub. I haven't really gotten any money from the label. Fuck all them niggas at the label, including Birdman and Drake, and he's saying Drake is soft and, you know, all of that stuff. Just lashing out, you know what I'm saying, as you grow up. Swerving. Why wouldn't he be getting any money from Cash Money?
Because ain't no money in Cash Money. You can get known. You can get known. You can get famous. But if that's what you want. But if you're looking for money, you might not want to go there. I mean, it's par for course. Once again, how many people have complained about these dudes, man?
It's been a long list of producers.
Somebody call up BG.
Yeah, exactly. Producers, Turk. BG, Turk, Manny Fresh. I mean, it's just a long line of...
I mean, when a snake shows you who he really is, why the fuck are you going there to get bitten? You know what this nigga's about. You know he done robbed niggas before you. You think he done changed his stripes?
Birdman goes on to say that he respects Tyga, but the young man's out of pocket right now, and he need to get back in line. Hence, get down or lay down. One grown man to another. I personally, you know, it's funny to me how they'll make nice and they'll probably cut this nigga a quick $50,000 for him to keep his mouth shut, and then in promotional pics, hugged up with a grown man who told you to get down or lay down. You know, how about young Tyga checking Birdman's chin?
Oh.
Live on camera.
Wow.
Birdman looked like he the type of cat who don't like to roll around with security. I could be wrong, though.
Birdman.
Yeah, you probably wrong.
Birdman might still have a couple shooters on deck.
Oh, yeah. Boy. More on that later. Indeed, no doubt. Along with other, recent pushbacks, both Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj's prospective album, as well as infighting, is there a state of emergency at Cash Money? First of all, before you answer that question, let's talk about the Lil Wayne and specifically the Nicki Minaj albums being pushed back. Birdman is saying they control that. They wanted to add records and take off records and rearrange shit, so we're just gonna wait. But there was some recent grumblings that people in the inside are afraid that the Nicki Minaj project, not so much the Wayne, but the Nicki Minaj project may not sell as much as they thought it should sell, considering that they went all out on that Sir Mix-a-Lot shit and it peaked real quick, but the BDS is way low now. Kurt G, this is your area of expertise. A little shook over there and trying to tighten it up.
Well, Dean, welcome to the microwave generation. What's hot yesterday is not hot today.
You mean that Sir Mix-a-Lot couldn't hold it?
No, niggas, going on the days.
Hold it.
Records running for the whole summer.
Hold it. Hold it.
That doesn't happen anymore. They was trying to get a nice run out of this shit. And when the album dropped, that shit would still be peaking. But no, it's over.
Swerving
with another single.
I'm going to ask you about the Lil Wayne project, who himself has pushed the project back at least 2 times. Do you think they're worried about young Wayne selling?
I think the tread might be off that tire.
Damn, yo, but
run flats.
But damn, run flats or retreads, my nigga.
Yep, that's retreads. Yo, that ain't no run flat. That's
junkyard
retread
joints.
Right. Right. That's that on the highway strewn.
That's that truck tread just flying off the tire.
Yeah, B. Because you know what? And even though that young man had his run, and people today probably still going to talk about how he's one of the greatest.
He had a hell of a run.
But and as you said, mentioned microwave. These days, if you ain't putting something out consistently, you're nobody.
People are generally nervous at a low number for the two top earning, two of the three Cash Money artists. They're generally concerned because, like you said, in the microwave generation, it's imagery. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And what could be the image of the Lil Wayne joint coming out? I don't know. Let's say he's pushing, let's say, 8K. I know he'll sell more than that, but people are generally nervous.
Anything less than 300 to 400 the first week is probably going to be a hell of a disappointment.
Well, you know what? And that's where I'm thinking I'm getting down to. I'm thinking the way things are, I'm thinking 100K.
That'll be
max.
That's like fucking turd numbers for them.
Mm. When you're looking for 300K the first week, right?
At least.
Mm. Well, that's what's up. I don't know. Well, get down or lay down. Remember that.
Yeah. I say lay down, nigga.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is not even a topic. Sean C and LV featuring Black Thought, STS, and Petey Crack. The name of the cut is called Fire. The only reason why I mention that is because I don't know if Kurt G already has a playlist. I'd like to Bogart this in.
Uh-oh.
You got it then, sir.
It's because this is all about rapping. This is...
I will put that on there.
This is old man rap. This is riff. Rapping is fundamental, my nigga. You know... I'm sorry that they don't have singy-songy hooks. I know they don't have an exaggerated, you know, rapper style on the cut. It's just a cut with MCs going in. Black Thought, STS. Welcome back, Petey Crack. I haven't heard from you in a minute. It's crazy. I just wanted to do that as a quick shout-out to those brothers. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Charles Barkley and the Plague of Unintelligent Blacks. Charles Barkley got up on the radio the other day.
Terrible.
Just terrible. Got up on the radio the other day and said the reason why African Americans ain't getting nowhere is because of unintelligent blacks. And I quote, I tell all my white friends this, that niggas ain't getting nowhere because niggas don't appreciate educated niggas. Always poo-pooing educated niggas. In the case of Russell Wilson v. the rest of his African-American teammates on the roster, dissension in the locker room, Percy Harvin traded, Charles Barkley is saying that is a perfect example of why unintelligent Negroes ruin it for the rest of us good people.
So Barkley was talking to white people when he was saying
Barkley
niggas.
He said, I tell niggas. Yes, I know. What he said specifically, I tell all my white friends the reason why niggas can't get ahead.
And he said,
can
niggas.
I No. Can I this is funny to me because I was actually listening to Philadelphia radio when that shit happened live.
Okay.
Right? I forget exactly what day it was, but it was maybe a week and a half ago. And I'm sitting in traffic and I'm listening to Charles Barkley. It was a good old time. He was on there for a long time. And when they start talking about that, I was like, oh, he's going to get it. He's going to get it. And he did. It was on every talk show.
It was.
But anyway, it did start off with that Russell Wilson situation.
Right.
And
he ain't black enough.
Well, let me just say this then. Let me just get a little bit off topic for a second. When he won the Super Bowl, where was all the hoopla that Doug Williams got? Or was there not supposed to be any hoopla? Because I was wondering, is the dude African-American? Is he Tiger Woods? I mean...
Well, no. What Russell Wilson is this new black.
Oh, the new black.
Yeah, see, what Russell Wilson is the new black. And that... You got to remember, there's a long line of this. It's the Tiger Woods. It's the Kobe Bryant. It's the Raven Simone. It's the see me as an individual. Don't see me as black. See, that's the new black.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what Russell Wilson is. See, don't categorize me. You know, yes. I have Indian heritage. You know, I have Swedish heritage. You know, I'm other. I'm not fully nigga.
Okay, so he's off that Raven Simone and all this newness about, you know, I'm just trying to distance myself from blackness. Right, but it's right. Wrong for somebody to say that he's doing it.
Well, now see, that's the question.
See, but that's what, and that's where Charles Barkley was messing up, because he's only looking, you know, that, you know, in a way, what Charles is saying was right, because we do tear ourselves down worse than anybody else.
Yeah, but you know what,
though? Black crime ain't just killing each other.
But I digress, my nigga. I digress. I believe that it is class. I believe it's class, yes.
Right.
But race, once you inject race, that's what makes it stick. Because it's nothing but class. And I want to read you a quote. I want to read you a quote from an African-American educator circa 1899, my nigga. It is the criminal record of the Negro people that is alarming in its proportions, wrote the black educator Kelly Miller in 1899. He goes on to say, the whole race is given an evil representation by its criminal class. Miller, who was not pro-lynching, but believed that black criminology was part of the cause, and argued that black protests would be fully justified until the rate of black criminality was zero. This is 1899, my nigga.
My nigga.
I'm just saying. So what he's saying, again, is Barkley, maybe he's kicking a Barkley. As African Americans, we should go out and hammer criminal niggas ourselves. It is the criminal niggas that make white folk lynch us.
Wow.
Really? Really?
I think in that case, that's definitely a class issue right there.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
If you was shaded, you was fruit, B.
B, that's true. But when you got people like this educator in 1899, is the same shit like Kaz telling Mitchell Villains how fucked up the hood is.
Yeah.
And Barkley along with that. My next example is, I wonder why Barkley, I don't wonder why Kaz would never say that Bob Johnson, the billionaire who made his $1 billion on flooding the hood's television sets with Ratchet each week on BET.
Each day.
Hell yeah.
He's lowbrow, my nigga. But see, but he's never viewed as a bad guy.
Because
he's got money. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. The divergent between this new black shit, which is funny to me, because I guess being African American is so bad that you got a gang of light skinned niggas and wavy hair niggas just saying, I'm not that. Don't you put that shit on me.
I'm coming home.
You know, I mean, real talk, yo. I mean, Barkley, to me, look, he's part of the problem. You know what I mean? He's part of the problem just as much as any ratchet nigga.
Right.
You know, because Barkley is sitting up there literally saying that African Americans, look, there's a lot of people who listen to this show who that have told us, Dave, the governor is a college graduate, right?
Yeah.
Isn't Chris Lehman and his lovely wife college graduates?
I will assume so.
I believe that they're college graduates. I believe Mr. Merv is a college graduate. I think there's a lot of cats out there, very intelligent, you know what I'm saying, that who are African American, who are college graduates, who know about hood issues, maybe because they was brung up in the hood, just like we was. You know what I'm saying? But we function. We go to work every day. You know what I'm saying? We know what we got to do. You know? But to literally sit up here and say that I'm going to blame my situation on somebody who's out there, you know, thugging and selling drugs and all of that shit. You know what I mean? I got free from that shit a long time ago. I can't help what white folks and others think about us. Ain't none of goddamn thing I can do about that. I can't act white enough.
You can't.
That's just real talk, my nigga.
Right. You cannot control what other people think about you.
And see, and that's where Barkley and all the rest of them, and Barkley ain't the other one, Whitlock and all these other guys, they are part of the problem too, because that's their shtick and that's how they get money and that's how they stay in the good graces. Oh, we know Barkley's going to be a guy who's going to be honest. It's not my fault.
Well, you know, you mentioned that stuff about you can't be white enough. Remember that one time when Tiger won the green jacket and the dude was talking about if they was going to have collard greens and chitlins and shit.
Chicken and chitlins and shit. Yeah,
Tiger
watermelon.
Is the whitest, one of the whitest black men you know.
Right.
So it don't matter, yo. So it's hard to win that situation.
Yeah, no doubt.
He can't do anything about it. But the problem is that Parkey and them niggas fail to realize that they're looked at just like the ratchet nigga.
Yep.
But they think they're not. In their eyes, they think they're better than that nigga, that ratchet nigga that's out here talking crazy.
Again, back to Kelly Miller, the black educator who was saying in 1899, it's niggas out here that's fucking it up for the rest of us because they criminal minded.
But see, they fail to think that it ain't them that's fucking it up. It's the person that thinks that you're just like that motherfucker that's fucking it up.
Well,
how can you as a white person look at somebody that's ratchet and hood and look at somebody that's college educated and look at them exactly the fucking same?
Well.
How could you do that?
Oh.
But yet you don't want to be linked in with trailer trash white folks.
Oh, well.
That's not what you want.
Class, my friend.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, well, like it was told to me, we are all the prisoner of other people's perception.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
So, whatever somebody thinks about you, that's what you are. No matter how opposite you are of that, that's what you really are.
Indeed.
If a person thinks you're a criminal, you could be the opposite of a criminal, never throw anything in your life. But if they think you're a criminal, that's what you are. You're a criminal. And they're not going to change their mind about that. You are a criminal no matter what you are. That's what you are.
Indeed.
So Barkley right now is looking like one of them things they said on the Cosby Kids. You like school on Saturday.
no class. Hey.
No, that wasn't Cosby. That who's it? That was Fat Albert.
Fat Albert.
Cosby Kids, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cosby. Yeah, Fat Albert. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Ago,
yeah, same shit. Yeah, you right. Yeah.
The old Cosby, the one that was getting in it. Ooh, we're not going to talk about that, though.
Right. No doubt.
Back when Cosby was still Negro.
No doubt. We got a new topic on the Hip Hop Digest, and this topic is called Count in the Amount. And instead of we feeling through the topic, I still thought it was important to pull out records every now and then to talk about them. Your boy Swervin poo-pooed records across King Killer's radar. He hated that topic. And shit. But we got a new one called Count in the Amount. We're going to pull out
count
those.
Count the Amount.
Count in the Amount. We're going to pull out those same records, but what we're going to do is do a lyrical breakdown of topic subjects. First, Count in the Amount is...
Let's count Kool Out.
Is, no doubt. First record on this new subject is Yo Gotti featuring Lil Boosie, I Feel Like. So, E Color, listen up. This is for you, my man.
It's gonna hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt.
Well, I'm just saying, this is how the record breaks down. We do a breakdown of the record. Okay. The first topic, well, it's not even a topic, but the first thing that we picked up was we're listening to the song and we're counting things. So they had 12 counts of misogyny on the record.
Yeah, counting the amount.
Counting the amount.
Get your lawyer hat on.
They had one instance of domestic violence.
One count of domestic violence.
Two drug sales. One count of evading arrest. Two gun references. One admission of murder. And four counts of rap goons being alleged shooters. Yo Gotti featuring Lil Boosie, I Feel Like. Now, I'm sure we maybe probably have missed some things. I don't know if the Hip Hop Digest community is going to go out there and be like, it was actually three instances of domestic violence. I don't know. I could have missed. But each week, we're going to give you the popular rappers of the day, and we're going to give you the new count in the amount.
Good thing
you know
what?
I like this
nigga.
Topic, B.
Because we was counting nigga, it'd probably be 100 of them motherfuckers.
Yeah,
on.
No doubt. But because we use nigga on the show, we wouldn't want to be hypocritical, would we?
Well.
But anyway, but Swervin, you say you like that topic?
I like that topic. That's educational. In a different way.
In a different way. Maybe some of these niggas will stop incriminating themselves on these records.
Well, from here on out, the Hip Hop Digest is going to pull them out, and we're going to count the amount. Count the amount.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Is your old fogey ass going to be add snitch to that, too?
Oh, you mean like I'm dry snitching or something?
I'm just throwing it out.
It's not dry snitching when they already snitched on themselves.
Right, exactly.
They already said it.
There you go.
This is just a categorized breakdown of the topics of the record. That's all. In other
words, set it and forget it.
That's your mate.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. That's hot. So no doubt. And next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is just quickly. This is for you, Swervin. What do you think about these letters that the Tupac was getting in jail from Jada Pinkett Smith and Mike Tyson? They're on eBay for several thousand dollars. Well, I think the Jada Pinkett Smith was at about 18 grand. And I just looked at the Mike Tyson before we went on air. His letter is about $650. What do you think about that? Tupac memorabilia.
That's why it's called memorabilia, because there's somebody out there that's going to remember that they got enough money to pay to waste on some whatever. You know what I'm saying? I can't be in nobody else's pocket, but if they want to pay for that stuff, that's fine, because what I would do is just print it out. You know what I'm saying? I got a copy for free.
I didn't know
it's the original letter handwritten to Tupac, but we all have different views of value for different things, and I just don't see any.
That's true, but you, yeah. Swervin, you do have a pretty good amount of memorabilia, though.
Yes, I do, and somebody might look at me like, yo, this nigga got a Philadelphia Eagles helmet for what? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever that I might have, you know what I'm saying? The racetrack, the old school Tyco car, somebody might not be like, have no idea or care concern, but you know,
I regret giving that to you, by the way.
Well, it just added on, brother.
I know.
Added on to the superhighway.
No doubt.
But, well, you got that dope-ass train set over there every Christmas, so, you know.
But it's
a value. If somebody sees value in a letter written to Tupac and they willing to pay what they have, then I'm not going to be mad at that, but you're not going to see me. Like I said, I'll print it off. I'll frame it. I'll print it off and frame it, but I'm not...
with
a bid on it.
Oh, that's real. I mean, myself, again, like I said, I'm such a vinyl junkie, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I just bought the Skinny Boys first album. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's something that I would buy. I mean, I'm just kind of a collector like that as far as the vinyl goes, but I guess to each his own.
From Connecticut?
Bridgeport, my nigga.
Yeah,
Bridgeport, stand up. So, E-Color, what kind of Twitter shit you got jumping, my nigga?
Well, did y'all want to get into that question that DJ Q posed to us?
Yeah, shout out to DJ Q. And the question was?
That, we have, 30 years now or something? 20 years? We're coming up on 20 years or something of the greatest year in hip-hop music. So he wanted to know what would be our top 10 albums for the year 1994.
Wow, I don't specifically have a top 10 of 94. People have argued that 94 would be the greatest year in hip-hop history. Judging by some of the albums that were released in that year, you could argue that strongly.
There was a lot of five micers, as they would say.
No doubt. So, I mean, obviously, if you want to put Illmatic from Nas at the top of the list, and then probably Ready to Die.
B.I.G.
Biggie. Outkast.
Southern Playalistic.
Yes, Southern Playalistic. And J. Rude the Damager. Sunrise in the East.
East Coast Boom Bap.
Exactly. Common.
Resurrection.
Mm-hmm. It was on there. Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Yep.
The Main Ingredient.
Oh,
Beat Nuts.
Oh, I love that album.
So do I. No doubt. This is an album came out in 94. So underground, so underrated. Organized Confusion. Stress.
Kill. Destroy.
Oh, my goodness. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what I mean? Gangstar. Hard to Earn.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? Scarface the Diary.
Yeah.
Thug Life Volume 1. I know there's a Contemplation joint. It had a lot of other niggas on there or whatever, but I thought that was a pretty good record. If you want to throw OC Word Life in there, I didn't like Word Life, better than Jewel's, though.
Oh, Jewel's was classic.
You know what I mean? You know, that type of thing. What else we got on there? Method Man to Cal.
Yeah.
You know, Artifacts, another underground, crazy, between a rock and a hard place. You're not even up on hip hop if you don't know nothing about that.
Man, you listen. You talking about all these albums, and we can't even get one nowadays.
Yeah, you're right.
Red Man, Dare is a Dark Side.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what I mean? Underrated, Beastie Boys, Ill Communication.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Along with that, I think I got at least one more crazy, heralded, underrated, you know what I'm saying? Which would be The Youngsters, No Mercy. Just ridiculous. All those records came out in 1994. And yeah, that's true. Snap, Keith Murray.
Yeah. The most beautifulest thing in this world.
94.
Just like that.
Boogie Monsters. Riders of the Storm. That's had a couple of joints on it.
Some bangers.
Yeah, some bangers. I mean, so, boy, 94. Could you argue that? I'd have to take down, I'd have to do a comprehensive study. That's big studying, considering the amount of albums that was out. But 94, that's crazy. What is that, 20 years?
20 years
ago. No doubt. Indeed. Wow. 94. Shout out to DJ Q. That's awesome.
No doubt. There's something else on Twitter, too. I didn't put it on yet because I don't know why I was holding it because, yo, I was just like on a late night one night surfing, not surfboarding, surfing on the channels. And I came across some show. Maybe it's called The Office or something like that. It's your boy. I forget who's the great fan of this kid, but what is the dude? Childish Gambino?
Yes. Yeah.
So he's on that show, right? And it was a Halloween episode, and I took a picture of it, yo. This nigga is on the show in some costume, and you know what his costume was?
What?
You know them toilet things?
Toilet brush?
them papers to be in the bathroom that you pull off to put on the toilet seat.
Oh, yeah.
Seat cover.
He walked around, seat cover, no shirt on with a seat cover around his neck. I couldn't read the word it was written on. I just hurried up and took a picture. I'll be sending that to y'all.
Really?
How gangster is that? I don't care if you want to call it TV or not. That's pure buffoonery. You gotta see it. You understand what I'm talking about. And I will put the picture.
Maybe
out.
That's subliminal. He's letting you know he's ass.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. I can't fuck with Childish Gambino. On any level. I'm like you, yo. Sometimes you sit down and I tried to listen to this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I tried. You know what I'm saying? But that's kind of par for the course in a lot of today's music. Hey, fuck it. Yeah, I know I sound like a fogey, probably a phony sometimes too, but all of that being the case, you know what I mean? All that, you know, what's that Asian chick, Jeannie Aiko or whatever fucking it is?
Aiko,
whatever. She can't fucking sing. God damn. I'm like, really? That's R&B? Oh my goodness, yo. I can listen to Aretha Franklin all day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different world, B.
CT.
Kerr G, albums of the week.
Okay. All right, this week we got SYG under new management. It's got some heat on there, too. Flip Tricks, Polyhemia, and the instrumental joint is Noizalia, Vinyl Therapy.
Oh, that's what I need right there, my nigga. I need vinyl therapy.
Can I tell y'all that November is like one of my favorite months, and I'm gonna tell you why.
I love fall, but go ahead.
But because I get to sit back now and go through all of our shows through the year and make sure I got all of these albums, so I can start listening. I love it because I start preparing for the albums of the year at this time. You know what I'm saying?
Are you getting ready?
I'm getting ready to be listening to a lot of good music. That's what I'm about to do.
My albums of the year, I mean, as always, I'm coming with some different shit, you know what I mean? I mean, it's certainly there's some joints that is going to be on there. Like I already declared that Primo and Royce the 5'9", it's getting a spot regardless.
I hope they don't Wu-Tang you.
I know it.
Oh,
I know it. Speaking of Wu, before we get out of here, that Better Tomorrow album cover is out. I don't know how much we can trust Wu. I don't know how much them niggas is just throwing shit together, yo. I mean, I don't
do it for the check.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I gotta.
It's hard to trust them right now.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, yo. I mean, it's, how much can we trust them and shit? And is ASAP Yams on that bitch? You know what I mean?
You had a lot of people hungry on Twitter too, B.
talking about yams and marshmallows and shit.
Ed was hungry. Not thirsty, hungry.
Well, you know, like you said, November, you know, it's Thanksgiving coming up. So, you know, let's get in the spirit. You know what I mean?
Niggas passing around the turkey.
So, no doubt. And shout out to Mr. Merv. We definitely don't want to forget that brother, Mr. Merv. Thank you for a donation on our donation situation, trying to raise some money and shit to get our game up and shit. I don't know. I like to get our production and shit and some, you know, our production value up. You know, that shit, if we can, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, appreciate all the forwards and putting up. But, you know, I'm going to have to be like the pastor. You might need a dollar. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want the kind that rolls. We need the kind that folds. As I wipe my mouth.
You'll be able to see it. We'll put it to good use. I'll show you.
No doubt. Shout out to everybody who's listening, Hip Hop Digest family. We appreciate each and every one of you. We will see you next week.
Peace.
One.
For me, it's shedding tears. The woman that I want, we in heaps and years. I wanna grab her close, but she's never near. The love that we had, it just disappeared. The shit is gone, up and vanished. The cheating that I did left her damaged. And now that she's gone, it's too much to manage. A hard pill to swallow, but I understand it. She said she wanna try some new things. Out in DC, she probably got a new fling. But behind every summer, there's a new spring. At the dispensary, trying to count some blue dream. Smoke a little, pour yourself some drink. Meditate upon your life, take some time to think. I give you everything, plus a kitchen sink. My love's on the edge, just had to break.
So we the love they was dreaming of. You know the couple they be speaking of. They look at the past and wanna bring it up. But we ain't never look back. We said they jinxing us. Cause all we need is trust. We don't need a rush. They wish us luck and we don't need it much. Louis V cuff link, Louis V clutch. His and hers when we splurge, everything is us. Yeah, everything is us. Tables turn, now I'm saying everything was. Once upon a time or two, too many times a white lie was a fight with you. Too many hoes on my line, I was lying too. But ain't a woman in the world I would've wiped with you. We was cool as crew, now it's who's who. What we used to do became what we ain't used to.
Yeah. A lot of people, all they know is they wanna have a good time, but what they don't know is that door they looking for is inside. You don't need to have a drink and smoke no weed to get high. True happiness is in a myth, it's just not easy to find. A lot of people, all they know is they wanna have a good time, but what they don't know is that door they looking for is inside. You don't need to have a drink and smoke no weed to get high. True happiness is in a myth, and ignorance there is no bliss. There is a gift that we've been given. If you'd ever listen, I'm in a position to enlist you to this celebration. Elevate the people to a better place, a better view, a better vision. Kill your television and prepare to meet your maker. The creator is amazing. I've tasted and I have seen a creation as beautiful, as unusual as it seems. We as people were made to be everything we could never dream we become. Still we thinking we really living as kings. Come on, a little money, it doesn't equate the glory. A couple women upon me just doesn't negate the story. A little buzz from a 40 I'm guzzling doesn't wash away nothing. I'll still be suffering more so up in the morning sun. No, happiness isn't that. It's unraveling the gift that he's lavish us with. Gladly it's waking up in the morning with joy in your heart, ready to start making it happen. Are you ready for that? A lot of people, all they know is they want to have a good time, but what they don't know is that joy they're looking for is inside. You don't need to have a drink or smoke no weed to get high. True happiness is in a myth, it's just not easy to find. A lot of people, all they know is they want to have a good time, but what they don't know is that joy they're looking for is inside. You don't need to have a drink or smoke no weed to get high. True happiness is in a myth, and ignorance there is. There is a gift that we've been given. If you dig into the word, you can find a scripture for your living, for whatever healing you've been needing. Get the readings like your heart just started beating. Hard to see it when we all just far from eating. But believe me, if it not for Jesus, we would not be breathing. We'd be locking keys inside a prison. Infinitely, definitely, heaven is our home, our residency, final destination. If you haven't got your ticket, make your reservation. Homie, it's a celebration. I feel the joy, I feel the liberation. Anything but this is just a simple limitation. Limitation isn't anything. Your wild imagination, it is God given. Stop living as a victim of procrastination. Happiness isn't that. It's unraveling the gift that he's lavishes with. Gladly it's waking up in the morning with joy in your heart, ready to start making it happen. Are you ready for that action? A lot of people, all they know is they want to have a good time. What they don't know is that joy they're looking for is inside. You don't need to have a drink or smoke no weed to get high. True happiness is in a myth, it's just not easy to find. A lot of people, all they know is they want to have a good time. But what they don't know is that joy they're looking for is inside. You don't need to have a drink or smoke no weed to get high. True happiness is in a myth, in ignorance there is no bliss.
We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on them back blocks. We studied hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last. We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on them back blocks. We study hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last. Yo, sit back and reminisce on my old school days. Class clown that played around but brought home good grades. My crew and I attended hip hop high. Some graduated and others just got by. Went to school fly, the story gets deeper. Afrika Bambaataa was my homeroom teacher, a great speaker. All the kids used to honor me. Was criminal minded till Chris showed me his philosophy. Logically, I was a hip hop scholar. Was broke to Eric and Paris, showed me how to make dollars. I had nada, too short, got him loose. Got head and sex ed, my teacher was Uncle Luke. X Clan was the truth, way before the beef. Lunchtime, fat boy showed me all you can eat. Kept my ear to the street, played by the rules. Was the first to bust rhymes as leader of the new school. Just a case of that PTA. Used to listen to Schoolie D, nigga PSK. If I ever cut class, K would make me feel the wrath. So I got a good grade and make sure that I pass. We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on them back blocks. We studied hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last. We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on the back blocks. We studied hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last.
Ayo, I used to have a crush on this girl named Benita. Applebone, cause she was a fly senorita. We never got the kicker, so I didn't get to meet her. She was always hanging with these three guys that wore Adidas. I was just a freshman, but cool with the seniors. My math teacher was a fox, man, you had to see her. Nice brown skin, grew up in Brooklyn, always sat in the back with the rest of my cool friends. There was James, he was cool but always licking his lips. Can't front though, homie had all of the chicks. In that same class, there was three guys named Chris. One was Puerto Rican from the Bronx and really could spit. The other one was from Chicago but moved to Atlanta. Used to rock cornrows sometimes with a bandana. My homie Nelly used to talk that country grammar. This kid named Slick Rick, he was bitter story bananas. Then there was Curtis and Jeffrey, always beefing. Christopher rolling dice while a teacher was teaching. I wonder if that brother ever made it big. This kid named Reggie Noble was the funniest kid. Word.
We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on them back blocks. We studied hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last. We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on them back blocks. We studied hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last.
Notebook full of rhymes, consciousness for your mind. Bullets, nine similes, black history and crime. Storylines, learn them all. Lyrics in my locker while I roam the halls. Coach Biggie Smalls taught me how to ball. The principal was Russell Simmons, Rakim the Dean. The guidance counselor was knowledge, reign supreme. Hip-hop major, passed any test I read. Used to think about it, how I got it made in special ed. While Nas study One Mic, Tupac study thug life. LL study love life, Diddy study club nights. Coogee rap, criminology, Perry. Periodically naughty by nature, taught about other people's property. Memories of assemblies, movies each week. The show, Wild Style, Crush Groove, B Street. Never missed class, every day was showing up. Even though DJ Premier showed me how to cut. Flat top or a fade with a part is how my hair looked. Named best dress from how my gear looked in the yearbook. Metal detectors to check a story my last semester. Early college credits, hear my lectures from Lars Professor.
We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on them back blocks. We studied hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last. We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on them back blocks. We studied hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last. We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on them back blocks. We studied hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last. We graduated from school of the hard knocks. We from the ghetto, grinding hard on them back blocks. We studied hard and perfected our craft to make sure that the culture would last.
I'm alive right now, but know that death's coming. My rhyme survived that though, it's just my flesh rotting. No regrets, never wish I could've changed something. Sweat's bloody like Wolverine stunning. Trying to bring the tether like a all out Colin. Feel it in my guts, I could tell the storm's coming. Found me in the wall high, spooled out humming. Buffalo Soldier by Bob Marley Bunning. Don't mistake me for something I'm not. I break your preconception down and shot them out like it's pop. Dodging fits upon the beat, I'm like a heart that has stopped. Trying to make me understand, I'm like a pardon you what? Never standing under jurisdiction, parring it off. With the vandalistic flow that got me writing a lot. Terrorizing the spot, mesmerizing eyes when I drop. Dominating wild styles like a rider's boss. Got the situation twisted like your mind's in a knot. It's just a never-ending cycle like the time and the clock. Rewind the stop, go back in time and then I rhyme with the gods. To realize why I'm here before my life here is gone. It's popping off like the stages of the places we rock. I rip the HF cloth, not flossing in the cost. Cause the style I don't adopt, what, afford it or not. I'd rather buy a nice portion of some strawberry cough. Hip-hop's got community, rhythm and soul. I write beautifully, divine intervention composed. It's not for scrutiny unless you're trying to fuck with the pros. I make a movie scene with lyricism screened in your dome. Leave me alone, that verb T deep in the zone. Keeping it low like each is free speech is in cold. I like rare breeds of weed, not just cheese and its own. Cause everybody's gonna sample it like Nina Simone. See me heating up a rave, I leave when speakers are blown. Bleeding from cones, critics say I'm in the league of my own. Cause I freestyle harder than your teeth or your bones. I make the crowd scream, Jeez! Speech dripping in gold. Jeez! When I pick up the mic, they go, Jeez! Start flexing my steez, they say, Jeez! Firing off all them rhymes that go, Jeez! Then I'm lighting up my weed, I'm like, Jeez! North, south to the east, they rep, Jeez! Plus the west, I don't forget, they go, Jeez! From the city to sticks, they say, Jeez! I got the whole globe shouting, what, Jeez! We'll be right back.
shells drowning your hearing, leaving you impaired. Petrified and scared to touch, too much for you to swallow. A leader so many tend to follow. The Pied Piper on point like a sniper. The click is in the mad cipher. You claim to be disastrous in this rap game. Shop for a minute, but then play it like fame.
Marauders ignite like flints of skull cats with rough raps. Rats. Dangerous dance karate, yeah, with the blows through your body and ill lyrical phrases. Woo. Set so precise in nature. I'll be like Phantom on the Phantom on the pin. I get more nicer than Martini and ice to suffice. Author, I toss my verb to the curb to work.
To mama, who's this kid? Screaming how we scramble. Won't say no names. I make a prime example. Oversampling snares and years of work. Constructing lyrically, conducting solid mind states. No interruptions. You hide behind your fake image. Got a gimmick, yeah, to make a million. And now mad masses wanna mimic.
All styles and phrases said by the clique of concrete. We fill up rooms for hip hop to just rock. Yeah. The naughty dreadlock is dead with cool ass tea. Representing just not them to call with the wind.
Hey yo, whack crew's gonna do what they choose. True. And in the end they be
ball with the wind.
Hey yo, you better resurrect, reconstruct, redirect your plans. Cause in the end you'll be
ball with the wind.
Yo, it's the lifeline for the right time. Put this night time to keep it solid and never
ball with the wind.
Yo, if you didn't represent to the fullest extent, then you don't have a sin. And now you're
ball with the wind.
Now tell them. Curiosity makes it hard to obtain. Organize your confusion. My hieroglyphics create raw fusion. Keeping you captivated. Parties evacuated. Yeah. The tensions escalated. Mad crews couldn't penetrate it. Your style's outdated. Like sour milk, like silk. I get steeper than shells. But my flesh piercing street sweeper.
Clap, clap. Hit you with rust style. Like a Louisville slugfest. Hey, yo, I rested. No matter the pants, be the best. And yes, I catch wreck. Like a demolition derby. What? Ahead of the mic, like Kung Fu Grit. But it's time to run this time to rip shot. So I flip on fools who never. Yo, kids, you lose.
The game, your aim's way off, so stay off this scene called rap or get your back snapped like a chiropractitioner. Listener to ones kicking facts, distributed worldwide with more props than crack. Your mind's black, yeah, after I dent your skull caps, your jacks. Never knew about the concrete crew.
Or click, we lick shots like blow pops. And you're just not with lyrical glocks, we rock. So you better stop and drop your whack lyrics and weak gimmicks.
Tell them
for spirits like exorcisms, I'm taking your mic. Call it concrete terrorism. Put your brain on pause and ease up. Rewind one time for your mind and yours. I flow through it, got no choice but to do it. Representing this, now them are gone with the blast. Yeah,
and now you're out without a doubt.
Tell
you get no props and shouts. You're just
gone with the wind.
Hey yo, hot, that's how it be when you don't try to see the insight. I see you'll be
gone with the wind.
Hey yo, you didn't want to listen. Your ass is on the mission. Now you dropped and you just
gone with the wind.
Like the Raiders arc, you lost. The clicks hitting you off, but lifeline never saw.
Gone with the wind.
Hey yo, I wanna send an extra special cup to you. Alright, to all the mothers that up not representing hip hop on the whole. Got deals off of other gimmicks and dancing the pub around with no lyrical skills at all. Yo, I come real. Hip hop ain't just rap. It's the lifestyle, the state of mind. It's rough lyrics over rough tracks. You know what I'm saying? One love. To Mattapan, Roxbury,
what?
Dorchester,
tell
South Bend,
what?
East Boston,
tell
Cambridge,
what?
All the motherfucking boroughs that's thorough in Massachusetts. 617. That's how it be. Lifeline, kid.
Lifeline, motherfucker. Hip hop is for real.